The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Monday, June 8th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 on your FM dial, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall. I'm going to play you some music for the next hour to get us up to 6 o'clock in Democracy Now! I want to thank an underwriter first and hear today's episode of Human Capital.
KGVM is thankful for the support of Country Bookshelf, Bozeman's locally owned independent bookstore since 1957. Country Bookshelf at 28 West Main Street in downtown Bozeman offers a wide selection of books as well as special events like author readings, book clubs, reading challenges, and the popular Country Bookshelf staff picks. Country Bookshelf is open 7 days a week, and there's more information online at countrybookshelf.com. This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. 32 miles north of Billings, Montana, a huge proposed data center in Broadview is worrying neighbors. Cassie Solberg, an area rancher, is just one of the residents that opposes a Houston company's plan to build a behemoth 5,000-acre AI data center campus near her rural property. The development, part of a nationwide boom in facilities that can power artificial intelligence, would be the size of about 3,800 football fields. A data center is a warehouse-sized building that holds a sea of computer servers that run day and night, collecting, processing, and storing data for the internet. Giant ones are needed to run AI models that teach computers to think like humans. The chief executive of Quantica Infrastructure, the developer of the Broadview project, has said that the campus could have 12 to 16 buildings, 200,000 to 300,000 square feet each. Data centers need a lot of water, in some cases more water than a small city needs, because the servers create intense heat and require continuous cooling. That could be disastrous for Broadview because the area is dry and water is precious. Many residents struggle already with low water flow. Broadview residents don't do laundry and shower at the same time. Data centers also require a massive amount of electricity. Northwestern Energy, Montana's largest power provider and a monopoly utility that has imposed rate increases on residents several times in recent years, has signed a letter of intent to provide up to 1,000 megawatts to Quantica's Broadview data center, enough to power every home in the state on an average day, and then some. At a meeting of the three-member Broadview City Council, Cassie Solberg's face grew red when Broadview's mayor gruffly turned down her request to host a public forum about the data center. Because the property was outside the town limits, it doesn't affect us, the mayor said. Solberg countered, "It affects your residents." Solberg was one of only two members of the public at a meeting last month, and she asked if anyone on the town council had signed a non-disclosure agreement with the data center developer that would keep them silent about the project. The mayor said the council wasn't obliged to answer the public's questions at town meetings. Another council member, the mayor's sister, said Solberg and other residents had no power over whether the data center would come to Broadview. "You can't stop it," she said. To add insult to injury, the chair of the Billings Chamber of Commerce, Jess Peterson, is also a lobbyist and consultant for the data center company Quantica trying to develop the Broadview project. Seemingly deaf or insensitive to residents' concerns, Peterson said that for anyone who doesn't like the idea of living next to a data center, people should move, saying that there's a county up the road that doesn't have one. Solberg wants questions answered about the 5,000-acre data center, and she is stepping into an increasingly common role for residents in rural communities throughout the U.S. where data centers are planned. The fledgling gadfly taking on big tech, racing against the clock to rouse concerns among neighbors over construction projects so large they have no precedent. Developers and the tech companies behind the quick and quiet proliferation of data centers often respond with little transparency, asking communities to simply trust them while sharing no official plans. Broadview, Montana is a town of about 140 people, and Broadview's not the only site proposed for massive data centers in Montana. There's been a wave of proposed data centers across the state. In the latest discovery about the proposed behemoth data center, Quantica plans to build not one but two new huge natural gas-fired power plants at the Broadview site to generate not just 1,100 megawatts of power for the Broadview campus, but more than 7,000 megawatts of power. That's more power than is generated by the Grand Coulee Dam, the largest power plant in the country. If Quantica uses all of that power in Broadview, the site would be one of the biggest data center campuses in the world. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right. I thought I'd start out with a set of music that's a little bit random, kind of wanders around a little bit. First up, I'm going to play the title cut from the newest David Gilmour album. I guess it came out a year and a half or so ago. It's called Luck and Strange, so I'll play that cut. And then Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros from the album Global Agogo. It was released in 2001. There was a reissue this year for Record Store Day that I picked up. I'll play a Coolin' Out, and then Jeff Tweedy from his new one, Twilight Override. Play Tomorrow Never Ends. Finish up with a new single by Bonnie Whitmore called The People Versus Oligarchy. For some reason, I'm drawn to that title.
See what you won't find. expanding universe. It was a high time to be shown, soaring and free from the bounds of the earth. But let's hope it's not just luck and strange. A one-off, peaceful, golden age. There's a dark thought in the dark.
Got your bit, a lot of fruitcake, baby. When Adam met the Eden lady, they're walking in the streets and they're driving cars. They're all over the country and they're running hours. They're walking on a wounded and won the war. But what's the matter, people? What's worth fighting for? Cooling out. Or you run out of gas. A cool operator can make it last. Safely to Indiana and across Illinois. We're rocking the girls and a popping on the boys. And it's but a little bitty and a little bam bam. The pill pop. was up in Auto City. Bound track. The stars go in and the stars go out. A punk rock, what it's all about. And even when you're chilling out, you're wondering. Well, we got some 25. Never put it into the gin supply. We want a satellite crashing out of the sky. And a fireworks display by ballistic missiles. I got a sticky feeling that the focus getting hot. This flies down, spitting at it.
Somebody else figure it out.
Again and again and again.
morning, tired of bending a knee and kissing his ring. Now you scream into your vacuums, wash your conscience clean, let your henchmen do the bidding.
KGVM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End. All right, you just heard a new single before that, Thank You to Cactus by Bonnie Whitmore. I think she played here maybe opening for James McMurtry. I don't remember. I saw her at the Rialto, pretty sure, at one point. That was People versus Oligarchy, talking about gaslighting and all sorts of fun stuff. Before that, Jeff Tweedy did Tomorrow Forever Never Ends. Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros did Coolin' Out. Started out with Luck and Strange, the title cut from David Gilmour's newest album. This is KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community and community radio here in the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. Want to listen to today's Climate Connections and then get into another set of music.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Last December, Eric G., a student at the University of Hawaii, traveled from Honolulu to one of the harshest, most remote places on Earth, Antarctica.
Nothing really prepares you for that first moment when you step onto the ice. It's unreal. It's like nothing ever that I've experienced before in my life.
G was a fellow with the nonprofit Vilar Institute on an expedition led by explorer Robert Swan that raised awareness about the need to protect Antarctica. As the climate warms, many of Antarctica's glaciers and ice shelves are melting, and increasing human activity threatens the continent's fragile ecosystem. While there, the team helped with research and broadcast live to classrooms to teach students about Antarctica.
We spoke to 2 million young people from across the world.
G says growing up, his mom told him to always leave a place better than he found it.
And I feel like that's kind of where my passion thrived for environmental sustainability. You know, we only have one Earth and it's our job to take care of it.
And he hopes that talking about his time in Antarctica inspires others to build a more sustainable future.
When you go there, you just kind of feel something different change inside of you. And I definitely felt that, and I still feel that today.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, I'm going to kick off this next set of music with a local band. Kind of, anyway. At least three of the members are still around the area. They're called Jetstream Cowboy, and they recorded a new album the start of this year. It's called The Future Is Now. I'm going to play A Wave of Signs. Then a cut by Katie Tunstall. I saw her down at the Elm not too long ago, and I think she's playing a festival in Lewistown. I think they call it Centerfest, maybe this summer. I'll play a cut off her album Wax called Little Red Thread. Then some Blitz and Trapper, Rock and Roll Was Made for You. Finish the set off with Of Monsters and Men with Television Love from their album All Is Love and Pain in the Mouse Parade.
Mm-hmm. stuck in love. Meet me in the corner shop. I'm not getting over the pain. Someone give me Novocaine. I'm bleeding love all over the place. A sea of love. Walking with my favorite song. Look at me, I'm looking strong. Saw you at a traffic stop, waiting for the ground to drop. Slipping on the bathroom tiles, feeling tall and catching flies. I'm kinda getting over the shame. Someone give me Novocaine. I'm bleeding love all over the place. A sea of love. Help my faith. I'm bleeding love. My face.
Monsters and Men, Television Love. Before that, you heard Blitz and Trapper doing Rock and Roll Was Made for You. Cut by KT Tunstall before that, Little Red Thread. Started out with Jetstream Cowboy and Wave of Signs. This is KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. I want to thank an underwriter and then hear today's labor history in two. KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows under the stars and among the pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. The following shows are coming up at Pine Creek. the band of Drifters and the Beagles on Wednesday, June 10th, Noise Pollution, the AC/DC Experience with Johnny Dango on Thursday, the 11th, Dead Sky on Friday, the 12th, the Young Dubliners with Double Wide Dreams on Saturday, June 13th, the Marshall Tucker Band with Jacob Browntree on Sunday, June 14th, the Cruz Brothers with Kaylee Marie on Wednesday, June 17th, Two Nights of Pinky and the Floyd, Thursday and Friday, the 18th and 19th, Melvin Seals and JGB on Saturday, the 20th, Cor Blund with Branson Anderson on Sunday, June 21st, and many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at pinecreeklodgemontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1917. That was the day the Granite Mountain and Speculator Mines in Butte, Montana caught fire, killing 168 miners. It is considered the worst underground hard rock mining disaster in the nation's history. Just weeks after the U.S. had entered World War I, the demand for copper had surged. Granite Mountain, like many of the nation's mines, operated around the clock to meet war production needs. In his book, Fire and Brimstone, The North Butte Mining Disaster of 1917, Michael Puntke notes the irony of the disaster, which began as an effort to improve safety. A sprinkler system had just been installed. The final task was the relocation of an electrical cable. The cable was insulated with oil-soaked cloth sheathed in lead. Workers lost control of the 3-ton cable as they lowered it into the mine and it fell to the bottom of the shaft. Carrying a commonly used carbide burning lamp, the night shift foreman accidentally ignited the cable as he planned its removal. The conflagration was virtually immediate and burned for more than 3 days. At the time, 415 miners were at work on the overnight shift. Smoke and gases quickly filled both mines. With no alarm system in place, those that could not escape succumbed to carbon monoxide poisoning. In 1996, a memorial plaza was dedicated to those who lost their lives. It details a slice of Butte's mining and labor history that culminated in tragedy.
The suffering and the pain. The miners.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show.
All right, going to finish off here with a couple of jangly cuts. I'm going to play the Verlaine's song Makes No Difference, the lead-in cut off their album Bird Dog. And then some Big Star, Thank You Friends, from Third. Finish off with the Posies from Blood Candy with the Glitter Prize. Thanks for tuning in to KGVM Bozeman this afternoon. Turning into a little bit of a gray day out there. It was sure beautiful earlier today. So hope you're having a good afternoon, and keep it tuned to KGVM.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Oh, Isabella, it's starting to snow, and I wanna know when it covers the ground. So send me a message, show me a sign. Shimmering sound. Sunrise show, but I wanna see, I wanna desert earth. I wanna scream.
Ever wonder what song is playing on KGVM? Visit www.spintron.com/KGVM for playlist information, now playing, and chat with the DJ on air. Once again, visit www.spintron.com/KGVM for playlist information.